Hello, and welcome back to A Nugget of Truth. And today we're going to be talking about personal revelation. God has made it abundantly clear that he wants and has enabled two-way communication between himself and his creation, mankind. As a matter of fact, Jesus said himself that he knows his own and his people hear his voice and follow him. That's John 10, beginning in verse 7. And then the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 2, beginning in verse 9, "But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the hearts of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But," verse 10, "but God has revealed them to us through his Spirit." Then in verse 12, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God." Then verse 14 says, "But the natural man," or the person that's not born again, "does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they're foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned." And then finally in verse 16, "For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." You see, because of his Spirit who dwells in us, we can communicate with God. Now, recently we've been talking about how God speaks to us. In post 8, we introduced the idea of the illumination of scriptures. That's one way. In post 9, we talked about the power of recall scriptures as we discussed the difference between logos and rhema word. But there is a third way in which Jesus reveals through his Holy Spirit his truth to us, and it is called personal revelation. Personal revelation is when you have a sudden insight into a truth that you could not have figured out yourself. It is not an intellectual understanding, but it's one of those aha moments when you see the truth and it sets you free from lies or untruths that have kept you blinded or in bondage. Jesus said to those who believed in him, "If you abide in my words, you are my disciples indeed." And here we go. "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." That's John 8:31. Now, a classic illustration of personal revelation in the Bible is when Peter confesses Jesus as the Christ, the Messiah, in Matthew 16:13-19. Now, you may recall, Jesus asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I am?" And so they said, "Well, some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, and others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." And then Jesus asked a very pointed question, "But who do you say that I am?" Now, no one knows for sure, but I'm sure there was a pause as each one of the disciples tried to formulate an answer. And then all of a sudden, Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Now, the importance of that phrase cannot be overestimated. The word Christ is the Greek for the Jewish word Messiah. In English, it would be Savior. More astounding was that Peter recognized Jesus as God in the flesh, or God incarnate. And then Jesus answered to Peter and said, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." Let me say that again. "Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." You see, Peter had a personal revelation. You know, he didn't simply figure it out using logic, but he knew the truth. The deity of Christ is a truth only known by divine revelation. Now, another case of personal revelation concerns doubting Thomas, and that's also found in the book of John, chapter 20, beginning in verse 24. Now, the first time the risen Jesus appeared to the disciples, Thomas wasn't present. And so later the disciple said to Thomas, "We have seen the Lord." And Thomas replies, "Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." You see, Thomas demanded proof before he would believe. And then the Bible says that after about 8 days, the disciples were together again, and this time Thomas was present. Jesus appears to them and says to Thomas, Reach your finger here and look at my hand. Reach your hand here and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing. And Thomas answered and said to him, My Lord and my God. In the simple statement, My Lord and my God, Thomas understood through personal revelation the deity of Christ. Now, I'll agree with you that seeing Jesus face to face would help all of us with our faith in him. But listen to what verse 29 says. And Jesus said to him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you believed. But blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Personal revelation is when God, through the Holy Spirit, gives you the grace to believe or have faith in his truth. My prayer for you is that you would receive personal revelation that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And so I look forward to seeing you next time. Please do share my videos with those who you think it might help. God bless you. Till next time.